You're listening to Body by Block with Dr. Stephen Block. It's your opportunity to ask questions on the latest technology of face and body enhancement. Body by Block.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Body by Block show. My name is David Hochberg, your host, and on the line with us, Dr. Stephen Block, world-renowned, board-certified plastic surgeon. How are you, Dr. Block?
I'm doing great, David. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for asking. We're going to be talking about arm lifts today, but before we get into that, we're going to have one of your patients, Joy, call in a little later. I just want to talk to you about total body reconfiguring, if you will, right? I told you that I've been losing weight. I'm up to 25 pounds. I'm down to 20.
Really?
Yeah. I know it's a shock.
Awesome.
It's a shock to me, too. I'll tell you that. It's amazing what happens when you eat 1,600 to 1,800 calories a day and you don't have peanut butter, your own modified peanut butter and jelly sandwich on a spoon at 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, then go to sleep, right? It's shocking what could happen to the human body. So I'm standing in front of the mirror this morning, and I'm just noticing the different parts of my body that have been shrinking, you know, my face, my chest, my stomach, and all the other parts, my legs and everything else. And I'm thinking, I want to get down to about, I started at 273, I want to get down to 223 to make it an even 50 pounds. That's my goal. And I'm halfway there, and I'm looking, okay, if I lose another 25 pounds, I'm still going to have, because I'm 47 years old, doctor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to have, and I've been carrying around this weight for probably, my youngest is six, for at least 6 years. I haven't seen 240. I'm in the 240s for the first time in 6 years. So I would assume that the human body creates more skin, and I'm coming to you as a patient, you know, consider this a consultation over the phone. When somebody's carrying around as much weight as I had for the past at least 6 years, and probably my oldest is 11, and I was probably pushing where I'm at now when she was born. So for the past 11 years, I've been at least 245, 247, up to 273. How much extra skin over the past 11 years has my body or does the human body generate just by carrying around excess weight? And can that skin go away over a 10-year period of accumulation just by simply losing weight?
You know, it's highly variable, and often it can. So I see it both ways. I'm often kind of amazed, you know, because we do a lot of patients now who've had gastric bypasses, and they lose anywhere from 100 to 125 pounds. And the skin elasticity in various parts of the body is highly variable. So sometimes I'm kind of amazed. They'll lose the weight and their thighs look awesome. And other times they look like a Sharpei. That's true of the abdomen. It's true of the breasts, the arms, so there, and the face as well. So there's a vast variability. And what we really just tell the patients, okay, we really have to wait and see. Once you lose the weight and it's stabilized, we'll then do an assessment at that time. And yes, you may need some skin tightening procedures in order to contour it.
And would it go with some lipo maybe, or is that because I've lost so much weight? How do you?
Lipo usually, you know, I do various types of lipo. Lipo is a fascinating thing. We actually haven't had it could almost be a show in and of itself. But liposuction has been around for 30 years. That's how long I've been doing it. The procedures become more refined over the years. The state of the art right now is either ultrasonic assisted liposuction or laser assisted liposuction. I do both.
And what's the difference? I've heard of it. And how about this water treatment? Is that what?
I've been there, tried it. Not terribly impressed. I think it's very time consuming. I don't think you get as much fat out. And I thought it took longer. I was totally unimpressed with it. And so we chose not to invest in it. The laser lipo actually helps to promote skin tightening. If you heat up the tissue sufficiently, it stimulates the collagen, and you get some remodeling of collagen and some tightening of the overlying skin. Vaser lipo or ultrasonic-assisted lipo also helps to promote some skin tightening, but you could also sometimes do a little bit better contouring. As a matter of fact, we are now one of five centers of excellence for vaser liposuction in the United States. There's only five of us that have been selected by the manufacturer who makes vaser to be a center of excellence. And where liposuction is going, it's moving into what we call high-definition lipo, because it's equally important not only what you take out, but it's just as important as what you leave behind. And sometimes the fat that we take out, we spin it down, we emulsify it, and sometimes we take that fat now and inject it into some of the underlying muscles to kind of sculpt the body. And that's referred to as high-definition lipo. So depending upon where you're at, I mean, obviously not everyone is a candidate for that. But there's a lot of guys who, you know, who work out at the gym from today until tomorrow, and they don't have the six-pack. And now if they're in reasonably good shape with reasonably good skin tone, I could lipo them and kind of do an etching in their abdomen and create a six-pack or even their chest. I can sculpt their chest now. Or their arms, and women too. So you could sometimes, you know, you might do a liposuction, remove the fat from one area. Some, both men and women often say, gee, I wish I had a little larger butt, or I need a little bit more shape to it. It's just too flat. So you could take some of the fat that you've removed, and rather than just throwing it out, you could prepare it and re-inject it into areas that you want to augment.
How many incisions do you make for a liposuction procedure?
It's very few. You know, let's say on the abdomen, it's little needle sticks. So maybe to do the abdomen, it's about three. To do the flanks or the love handle, it's one on each side. To do the lateral thighs, it's usually, if you're doing the lateral thighs or the saddlebags, you're usually treating the love handles too. So it's one incision on the side. So I go up and down. So you have these long cannulas or these ultrasound probes that kind of go in, breaks up the fat, emulsifies it, and then you go in with a cannula and you merely evacuate the liquefied fat. So the procedure is much more delicate than when it first came out. I mean, when the procedure first came out, and I was doing it, I actually broke a sweat. And my objective in the operating room, I don't want to break a sweat. I want it to look like it's a symphony. You know, I'm sculpting this thing. I'm creating something. It should be a symphony. I shouldn't be sweating. And with the technology now, the size of the cannulas have improved. The technology has improved. So with either laser or the ultrasound, you're kind of, it's like a wand, and it turns that fat into butter. And then I could just go in with a lighter cannula, and I'm not using the cannula to really break up the fat. It's really just to contour and sculpt it.
The cannula is the device that extracts all of the liquefied fat when you get in there after you...
Exactly.
Okay, so I remember seeing these shows. You know, I'm a big reality show thing, you know, watcher, and I always love the plastic surgeons going in there, and I remember what you were saying, because these guys would go in and literally go down and just like push that, whatever the heck they're pushing down, to extract the fat out, and you could see the fat coming out, and you're like, holy schmoly, look at all that. It's like a vacuum cleaner coming out.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, was the recovery time longer because you're literally going in there jackhammering that fat out through this wand, or you know whatever the legal the medical term is? So
yeah.
Is the recovery time shorter?
It's much shorter. We tell most patients you could shower the next day, you could exercise within a week. You do wear somewhat of a compression garment for about a month, though.
You have to wear like a girdle or whatever that is. That's what
kind
I'm saying.
Like that, but now, you know, we'll often have either, you know, that garment is called Spanx.
Yeah.
We'll have the, you know, so they have it for both men and women. So very often after a week, we'll have them switch into that garment. It seems to work really well, and it's well tolerated by the patients.
And working out after the laser lipo treatment, is how soon before somebody could get back in the gym? 1 week.
A week. Yeah, kind of amazing.
One week you're in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And how much weight would you say, like if I came to you and said, okay, you know, typical person that's lost a ton of weight and has got all of this baggage still hanging around there that they can't lose or they just wanted to go, what's the average weight loss or I guess there is no average because everybody's body's different.
Well, actually, there is a limit as to the amount that you could safely remove at any one time. Liposuction is really not intended as a weight reduction procedure. It is intended as a body sculpting or contouring operation. So the ideal patient who's coming in is not coming in for weight reduction, though a lot of them are. What they're coming in for is that they'll say, despite diet or exercise, they have these bulges that they can't get rid of. Or it's the first place that they gain the weight, the last place that they lose it. And so if they're at a stable weight, you can go in and contour it. So let's say you took off, I don't know, 5 to 7 pounds, but you're taking 5 to 7 pounds off in a concentrated area. Most of us, when we lose weight, the first thing we notice is that our watch is looser. Well, we don't care about our wrist.
Exactly. Nobody's looking at my wrist. They're looking at my rear end.
No, that's exactly right. So it's nuts. We lose the weight where we don't want to. And it hangs around in those spots where we'd like to lose it. Life's not fair, but it is what it is. So if I take off, let's say, anywhere from 4 to 9 or 10 pounds in a concentrated area, for you to get that same effect, you'd have to lose anywhere from 15 to 25 pounds. So because I'm doing it in concentrated areas, not all over. So it gives a big effect, and hopefully what you often hope with is that, you know, you do one of these operations, and then the patient looks in the mirror, and now they get a positive reinforcement, and then if they go on and lose a little bit more weight, then you have a home run, as opposed to sometimes, and occasionally you have a patient who thinks they have liposuction, and they think, oh, great. Now I could eat whatever I want. I'm not going to gain weight. And lo and behold, they do. So liposuction is not in place of calorie restriction or dieting. It's an enhancement to it, but you still have to watch what you eat. I mean, basically, it's simple math. Calories in, energy expended. If there's more calories in than you energy expended, you will gain weight.
So here's what I'm going to do. I promise you this, okay? Just like I promised to come in and have your ladies burn the hair off my ears and knock the black spots off my hands and my face, and I'm coming back for another treatment because I would say 50 to 60% of them fell off, and then the other 30,
right.
The other 40 to 50 really lightened up a lot. I mean, I'm amazed at
it. Yeah, but it does, we tell all patients, it does take more than one treatment.
Yeah.
Usually on average, let's say 3 to 5.
Well,
if you go outside, you got to use some sun protection.
Yeah, I don't know if I could physically and handle the pain of 3 to 5, so I'll cut it off at 2. But but I'll tell you what, it was a great. I'm looking down at my hands and my face, and it's crazy. So I'm coming in when I get to 225, and it took me 30 days to lose 25 pounds, and hopefully I could start working out again with my messed up back. I'll be down another 25 pounds at this time next month, and I'm going to come in and I'm going to stand there. I'm going to be like, "What can you do?" And I'm going to let you wave your wand and and let you have your way with me, Doctor. 312-521-8600. We have Joy. Your patient Joy called in, Doctor Block. Joy, how are you?
Great.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm fine.
I just wanted to let everybody know that they're listening to the Body by Block show on WGN.FM. If you want to reach the doctor, you could call his office, which is 847-432-0840, 847-432-0840. Dr. Block has two facilities. He has his operating facility and a med spa at 1160 Park Avenue West in Highland Park, which is just west of Highland Park High School. And he also has just a medical spa, no operating facility, just a medical spa in the Glen at 1986 Tower Drive in Glenview. The website is bodybyblock.com, and his email is bodybyblock@wgnradio.com. So, Joy, you've had a little bit of work done there, young lady. How do you feel?
I feel great, and I feel young.
That you know, Dr. Block, every woman that has come on, called into your show, has said the same exact thing. And it's not prompt. Joy, have I ever spoken to you before?
I have no idea who you are.
Exactly. That's what a lot of people like it that way. So that's right out of the box, Dr. Block. It makes me feel young. How does that make you feel as a doctor, Dr. Block?
You know, it's amazingly gratifying, you know, because for the most part in plastic surgery, at least the aspect that I do, I take care of patients in their productive years. I mean, it's not an end of life. It's during their productive years. And I would like to believe that I extend their productive years. So it's amazingly gratifying. It's amazingly gratifying, like if you take a kid of 15 who's so self-conscious about their looks, let's say their nose or something like that, that they won't look you in the face. They just are that shy. You wind up operating on them, and you know you got a home run when post-op they come into the office and they look you in the eye and you see a smile on their face. You know that you have changed that kid's life. And they are going to be far more productive in our society. And for the most part, the majority of patients who I see, they like their life. They like who they are. They're self-confident in who they are. And they want to maintain it. They want to maintain their productive years. To even the college professor who came to me in her 80s, and she said to me, "I'm still working. I'm still lecturing. And when I'm standing in front of that classroom of a couple of hundred students, I do not want to be judged before I open my mouth. I'm perfectly happy to be judged after I open my mouth and after I gave the lecture. But I don't want to be prejudged before I even say anything." So it's amazingly gratifying.
So, Joy, let's talk about you. And I'm so glad you started out by opening up our conversation with that you feel young. What was it that brought you to Dr. Block in the first place? Was it a referral? Did you see his advertisements? What was the reason you called Dr. Block for the first consultation?
I saw an article about him in the paper that he was doing liposuction. I think it was in the early stages of lipo, and I had areas of my body that dieting just didn't help. And I went in to see him about that, and one procedure led to another and to a 20-year relationship. And when I see him in the office in passing, I say, "Look, do I need anything?"
How many times a day do you get that, doctor?
Now, it's nice. It's amazingly gratifying because there's a lot of patients that I've essentially grown up with. And it's great. And I value those relationships. And to me, you know, my credibility is ultimately the most important thing. So when you have patients who have been with you for 20 years and they're happy, or quite frankly, you know, I've been around a while, so now I sometimes will have the patient, then they bring their kids, and now I'm seeing the grandkids. So, you know, you're seeing three generations. So that's amazingly gratifying.
So you walk in 20 years ago, Pam. I'm sorry, Joy.
Yes.
You walk into the office 20 years ago after seeing a procedure about liposuction. I assume that you had some liposuction done.
Oh, yes.
And what was that procedure like, and what did that do to make you feel younger?
Well, it reduced my pant size 2 sizes, and that really made me feel good. And then the facelift went along with it, and it was a matter of refusing to, not surrendering to the effects of Mother Nature. You know, she takes away everything and leaves you with arthritis. And I didn't want everything taken away. I wanted to have a young frame of mind. And this is the what it has done for me. I just haven't got old.
That is awesome.
I'm still running around shopping with young cousins. So, it's wonderful to feel this way. What, and I know I wouldn't feel this way if I looked old.
So the liposuction, did you go through a weight loss reduction prior to the liposuction, or did you just have excess weight that you just, you know, no matter what you did, it wouldn't go away, and you just went in and took care of it? What was the reason that you went into liposuction?
Well, it wasn't that the weight wouldn't go away. It would go away, but then it would come back. It got lonely and wanted to see me again.
Yeah.
And so I've always had a battle most of my life with trying to keep the weight off. So I decided that liposuction would do the trick for my hips, if nothing else. And I had it on other parts of my body, my upper arms. But as far as the upper arms are concerned, the one thing that he did was fabulous, was reduce my bat wings. You know what bat wings are?
Oh, sure. When it's really windy out there, it'll pick you right up. And, you know, you don't need to wait for the bus. It'll just take you right where you need to go.
You're right. I don't need a parachute to jump off the Sears Tower. One of the things that doctor does is he doesn't push things on people. Like I say, do I need anything? He'll say, no, you're fine. And he's very honest about things. I just only wish people like Joan Rivers could have had him do her face, because everything is so natural. Like one time I said to him, what about my eyes? Do I need another job? He says, no, there's no elasticity left there under your eyes. If I do anything to them, you'll look like Orphan Annie. Now, how many doctors are honest like that?
Not too many. I talked to a lot of women that have had procedures done when they really didn't need it done, and somebody was just using them as a cash register in an ATM machine, and it was kind of sad. You know, it was really sad. So let's get back.
Right.
The liposuction, once again, were you able to keep the weight off after you had the procedure done?
Well, I've jumped up and down.
Okay.
But I'm basically back to what I was then.
Okay, but it definitely made you feel better. It got you into two pant sizes smaller.
Right, right. That's just fantastic. I would recommend it. Anything he's done to me, I would recommend to anybody. And I think one of the fallacies of people who are considering cosmetic surgery is they think, oh, it's got to hurt, the pain. I honestly tell you this, there has never been any pain, with the exception of one surgical process. The facelift is painless. If you don't touch your brows and your temples, you won't feel any pain.
And how long of a recovery did it says here that you stayed overnight in the overnight facility? How was that facility, and what was that like, staying overnight?
Oh, that was wonderful. That was wonderful. And here's another thing. When I was there, I couldn't do anything with my eyes. They were just hurting. And so they called the doctor, and he came over around 5 o'clock, and he put ointment in my eyes, and he said, it's because you're dehydrated. Well, how many doctors are going to come over? They're going to just say to somebody there at the facility, just put ointment in her eyes. But he came over. And then later on, I was still dehydrated, and I couldn't get enough ice in me. I was so miserable. And I told the nurse, I need an IV of fluids. Will you ask the doctor? And they called him, and he okayed it. It just, he took my word for it that that's what I needed. And I just, with some experiences I've had with some doctors and recovery places, they don't do that. They make you suffer. They make you wait.
And what was it about the brow lift and the facelift? You went in looking a certain age, and you came out feeling how young?
I think it's taken 20 years off me. Most people think I'm in my 60s.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And the recovery was about a week or so, a couple of days. I know you stayed overnight, but, you know, fully functioning where you could go out and not see any swelling and just interact with your friends and your girlfriends and, you know, run around shopping and eating and doing what you do. How long until you were fully back, 100%?
Oh, probably 3 or 4 days.
That's it.
That's it. The swelling was still there and some bruising, but that didn't bother me as far as my being able to get around and do things. It was a very short period.
So it took 20 years off of your life. You feel 20 years younger, at least.
Steve, don't you think so?
I do, but you just have a great spirit. You know, you enjoy life, you live it. It's a great spirit.
But you see, I don't know that I'd still have that spirit if I looked my age. Well, if I hadn't had liposuction and I was still struggling to find clothes two different sizes. I think I've maintained the spirit because of the facelift.
That's awesome.
And all the procedures.
What did your girlfriends say when they see you after they saw you after the procedures?
They just shake their heads. They can't believe it. And they can't believe that I'm not afraid to go under the knife. And I said, what's to be afraid of? He's a fantastic surgeon. And it's just worth it to me.
Yeah, and what's the pushback that you get from your friends in their 70s and 80s about having procedures done? Because, you know, if it makes you look younger and makes you feel younger, it's like the doctor told me, you know, you if you want the results, it's going to be a little bit of pain. And like you heard when you called in, I brought you on when we were finishing up our conversation. I went through a couple of procedures, and, yeah, it wasn't the most comfortable thing in the world. But, hey, I'm not Wolfman Jack. I don't have hair growing out of my ears anymore, and I don't have to shave the back of my neck anymore, and I don't have my grandfather's hands anymore with the black splotches, with the sun damage on my face and my hands. And, you know, how come people in your group that you run with are afraid of having something that will make them feel younger?
I have no idea. I have one friend. I've tried to talk her into it, and she just she did go to Dr. Block once to see about a line in her upper lip. And then she just never got around to doing anything. She had beautiful bone structure, too. And she looked good for her age, but she never did it. And some of them are just afraid to go under the knife. And some of them think that maybe it's just too much of a vanity thing. And I really, it is a vanity thing with a lot of people who are in the business of looking young. In my case, it was a mental thing. I just didn't like looking the way I looked. I just like the mental effect it's had on me.
That's fantastic.
I would also say, to a great extent, that a certain degree of vanity is healthy. You know, it always has a negative connotation. But quite frankly, we should all be a little bit vain. Because if we are vain, then we'll probably watch what we're eating. We're more concerned about our health. We take better care of ourselves. So a certain degree of vanity, I would say, is healthy. It's healthy to our species. And if somebody genuinely doesn't care about the way they look, I think they're clinically depressed or they just gave up.
I'll tell you what, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. Joy, can hang tight for a couple minutes? We got to take a quick break. Doc will be back in a few minutes with Dr. Stephen Block, Body by Block Show, and his patient Joy after these messages. Welcome back to the Body by Block Show. I'm David Hochberg, your host. I have on the line with us world-renowned and board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Stephen Block, Body by Block Show. You can go to the website, Body by Block, 3Ws, bodybyblock.com. That's B-L-O-C-H is how you spell Block. You could send Dr. Block an email at bodybyblock, B-L-O-C-H again, at WGNradio.com. You could call his office, 847-432-0840, to schedule a consultation. 847-432-0840. You will go to 1160 Park Avenue West in Highland Park for that consultation. That is where Dr. Block has his operating facilities and a med spa. And you could also go to Dr. Block's facility in Glenview, which is just a med spa, at 1986 Tower Drive in Glenview. If they start operating on you in Glenview, you should probably call Dr. Block and ask them why somebody's cutting you in a non-surgical office medical facility there. So 847-432-0840, 847-432-0840. Dr. Stephen Block is on the phone with one of his patients, Joy, who has already said that she's in her 80s. So I hope I don't cross any boundaries there, because you had already said it during the first segment of the show. And I find it fascinating, Joy, the amount of energy that you have, and I find it refreshing that an 80-year young person will come on the radio to talk about how young they feel and how energetic it is and how a procedure makes you feel. Because I was talking to Dr. Block earlier in the show about, you know, the weight that I'm losing and how I look in the mirror and I could see I'm still under construction, if you will, Joy. And I told the doctor when I get down to 223 pounds, that'll be 50 pounds officially weight loss, I'm going to see what he recommends because I've been hosting the show for 5-6 weeks now, and it has blown me away the positive responses I'm getting from all of his patients like you, because everybody says it makes them feel younger, makes them feel better. And I want to talk to you about your arm lift. What exactly – well, let's talk to the doctor about what the heck an arm lift is, and then we'll talk to Joy. I know Joy mentioned about her bat wings. What is that typical for older patients, doctor, where that skin hangs there?
Yeah, it really has become an amazingly common operation. I would say at a certain point in life, I don't know why, but most women seem to hate their arms. So they develop a laxity of skin. They develop some excess fatty tissue in the under aspect of the arm. And basically, they have bat wings. So there's basically three ways of approaching it, depending upon what the extent is. The easiest would be if their skin tone is relatively reasonable, then I could often do a liposuction of the arm, either ultrasonic or laser-assisted, remove some of the excess fat, and you could get some reasonable skin tightening of the arm. The next step, if the skin is too loose and you have to do a reduction or some skin tightening, ideally, I would combine it with some liposuction and combine it with a tuck where I'm actually removing some of the excess skin. And ideally, if I can, I kind of put the scar, I tuck it up into the armpit. That heals really well. And that's, you know, a well-hidden scar. Now, if they truly have a significant redundancy of excess skin, let's say from the elbow to the armpit, I sometimes have to do a full arm lift, which basically is involving liposuction, and then an incision is made in the inside of the arm, sometimes almost from the elbow, a little bit above the elbow, up into the armpit. The excess skin, fatty tissue is removed, and then it's sewn. The trade-off is you have a scar, and we tell patients that. And if you have a scar, there's always a variability in terms of healing. If it heals ideally, you have a fine white line that you can barely see. If it doesn't heal absolutely perfect, you may have a scar that's a little raised, a little wider, a little redder than you or I might like it to be. There are things that we could do in the post-operative phase to try to maximize that healing, but ultimately there is a scar. That's the trade-off.
We also talk about it being Bubby arms on the North Shore, which is a Yiddish Jewish term for grandmother, and at least that's what my mother, that, you know, that's what my wife calls her mother when she raises her arm, that she's got the Bubby arms. So Joy, what did the doctor do to your bat wings there? For, you know, it's like you said, the folds of skin under your arm. What did Dr. Block do in order to make that go away on you?
Well, originally he did the liposuction on the outer arm. And then as the bat wings just kept growing over the years, I went in one day in desperation about something else, and then I lifted my arms. I says, look at this. What are we going to do about this? So he did the incision under the armpit and pulled it up. But I didn't know you could do from the elbow up. That he didn't really tell me about that. So I'm going to have to see about getting that done because I still have some more bat art wings there to take care of.
See, doctor, the show's already paying for itself. Joy's going back for another procedure. You see, she didn't even know that she needed it. And now that you talked about it, she's back.
I know, but isn't it great at her age? She has such great spirit. I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, she's got no fear. Listen, I'm 47, Joy. I went in, and when they started doing the intense light treatment on me to get my brown spots off my hands. They're like, it's going to hurt a little bit. Don't worry about it. Literally, I you know, we've talked about it on the past two or three shows. I was crying. And I'm going to call you up to hold my hand during the next procedures because you're
listen, you're a big baby. I had that done too. That's not that bad. Nothing to cry over.
I'm a big baby. Okay, well, chalk that up to the first 80-year-old woman.
You really don't tolerate pain well. You know, I would say that's across the board, except for me. I've tried all kinds of non-invasive stuff on me, and basically, you know, in my mind, okay, I just grin and bear it because I know when it's over, it's over, and that'll be it. So just, you know, so it's a mental game. So in my mind, I'm out on the beach, and it'll be over. And it is, and it's over. But men in general are somewhat oblivious of their bodies. They don't have a monthly period. They didn't go through pregnancies, delivery. And so when anything happens to their body, it's magnified. They really, you know, you would think the men would have a higher tolerance, but they don't. It's lower.
Well, you know what? I don't even know how. I don't even want to have a period. I don't like when I cut my finger, and I wouldn't know. I would freak out if I had to go through that every month. But I salute women for going through that. So, Joy, so we got normal arms now, right? Okay, so you go through this procedure, a little liposuction, a little nup, you know, a little tuck and nip, and what did that do to your self-confidence, knowing that that bat wing action is no longer there? How did that make you feel?
Oh, great, because I didn't have to worry about hiding the wings and always wearing three-quarter length sleeves. I still don't wear those strapless blouses, but it's just made a change in my wardrobe that I can wear something that is a little short sleeve.
You know what, as a guy, I would never think of that. You know what I'm saying, doctor? You know, I would never think that, you know, who cares? You know,
just yeah, but if you think about it, a lot of women.
Sure.
Women, it's sleeveless gowns and dresses. Uh-huh. Men don't have that.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I'm sitting there going, I would never think of that, right? Because I'm always I'm wearing an undershirt, or else I sweat through every shirt that I wear because that's another
you
problem.
You have a treatment for that, too.
I know you do.
It's mirror dry. It's amazing. You go through two treatments. It's non-invasive. It's radio, the frequency waves, and it permanently destroys the sweat glands. You'll never sweat again.
So how do you cool your body? You just
actually, the amount of sweat glands in your armpits are insignificant compared to the entire body. The rest of your body is going to sweat, but you don't see where the rest of the body is sweating anymore. It's the same, but the armpits stay dry, and they don't smell either. You don't have to wear a deodorant. You're cured for life.
Hey, Joe, you want to do that together? You and I will go in, we'll hold hands, and we'll have our underarms zapped.
It'll kind of be hard to hold hands with our arms raised, but I'll give it a try.
Okay, well, we'll go back to back, and we'll just hold it up, and I'll bend over a little bit. So what type of procedure? What's that about? I never heard about that. What happens in that procedure?
With the mirror dry?
Yeah.
We inject some local anesthetic. We kind of numb it up.
Uh-huh.
And then we literally zap it with this machine, which protects the skin. The energy is delivered beneath the skin to the sweat glands, and it destroys the sweat glands.
No way. Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's amazing. It works.
All right, Joy, what are you doing next week?
I have a question here. Can I ask
it? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, my problem is that my head sweats more than any part of my body. Could you kill those sweat glands?
No, we can't. It's only approved for the armpits. That's it. You can't treat any other areas.
Really?
That's interesting.
That is very interesting. All right. Well, I gotta put that down on the list. I think I'm up to 15 procedures now. So.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, Joy. You know, I told Dr. Block he should have like a frequent flyer program where like let us entertain you after a certain number of procedures, you get a face peel or something. I don't know. He's got to come up with something. So let's talk about your brow lift. Was that done with the facelift, doctor, or was that done after?
You know, I don't totally remember. It often is combined, but a lot of times it says it's done on its own. I don't remember, Joy.
It was done with the facelift.
It was done with the facelift?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the only part that, you know, a facelift is not painful. A well-executed facelift is virtually pain-free.
Yes.
A brow lift, I tell patients, it definitely is annoying.
Why?
There's just nerves there, and those nerves are still intact. And most patients say they feel like they have a vice around their head for a little while. They have a headache afterwards because essentially from underneath the scalp, mm-hmm. they have been scalped. And then you take the entire forehead and rotate it back, and then you put little anchors in there and anchor the skin and hold it. So it definitely is annoying.
See, now that's a procedure guys should feel comfortable with because that's the feeling they have, especially being married with their head in a vice all the time. So it shouldn't have it shouldn't have any problem going through that. I think all married men would agree. 312-521-8600 if you want to contact Dr. Block during the week. Give him a call at 847-432-0840, 847-432-0840. If you want to visit Dr. Block, you could stop into his operating facility. Please make an appointment. Just don't stop in and say, hey, David said to stop by. His facility is located at 1160 Park Avenue West in Highland Park, which is just west of Highland Park High School. And there is an operating facility and med spa at that location, and only a med spa at 1986 Tower Drive in Glenview. Dr. Block's website is Body by Block, B-L-O-C-H, at bodybyblock.com. Dr. Block's email is bodybyblock@wgnradio.com. That's Block, B-L-O-C-H. And you can also find podcasts of this show and previous shows on Dr. Block's website, 3Ws, Body by Block, B-L-O-C-H.com. So, Joy, you go through the brow lift, you go through the facelift, you go through the arm lift. You got to feel, you said you're an 80-year young woman. Just the power. Are you still working? Do you still work?
No.
So you're retired.
Retired. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the other women that we've talked to that had...
You know what Joy does?
What does Joy do?
She plays with tigers.
What?
She does. She's amazing.
She plays with tigers.
She's adopted them.
Adopted tigers.
Yeah, she's
like,
great.
Like tigers in the Serengeti desert that eat elephants. Those,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have them in the house. they're in a wild cat refuge in Arkansas.
Really?
In northwest Arkansas. It's called Turpentine Creek Reserve. And I have adopted tigers down there. And when they were kittens... When they had cubs down there, I'd go down there and I'd play with cubs. And
wow.
I had one sleep in bed with me during the night. And I had to get up and give him his 3 o'clock feeding. It's just wonderful. It was a thrill of a lifetime for me.
That's fantastic.
Just a thrill the first time. And I went there and there were 4 cubs just leaping all over me. I was rolling on the floor with them. You can't believe what a thrill it was.
So what's next? Skydiving? Have you got any? I mean, my God, you've lived. Wow, that's pretty impressive. Dr. Block, I've never heard of anybody like adopting cubs. So you go all the way down to Arkansas and visit your cubs that you've adopted?
Well, they're not cubs anymore, but I go down there periodically, and the laws have changed now that I can't get out there and play with them when they're adults. I can't get near them. It used to be that when I'd go down there, I'd be able to walk a cougar or walk a tiger, along with somebody from the reserve, of course. But now... They're monitored so closely that even I can't get near them.
Wow.
Get a hands-on experience anymore.
What other things do you do as an 80-year young woman that you wouldn't think of doing? And I'm sure this procedure made you feel younger and that you could attack things. You know,
it does. Well, I've done a lot of traveling.
Uh-huh.
And I've been to 44 countries, and my last big trip was when I was 78, and I was with a group of people, and I was always at the head of the pack, and they were trying to keep up with me when we were walking someplace, and they'd say, look at her, she's 78, and she's out walking all of us.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's talk about your skincare treatments, which include micropeels. What?
Right.
What's a micropeel? How often do you have them done? And what does that do to the skin on your face after you have the treatment?
I think Steve ought to answer that question.
It's a medical grade exfoliation of the skin. So that outer layer of skin is usually dead skin. And if we could exfoliate that, then we increase the turnover rate of the underlying cells, and the skin just looks smoother, more radiant, and more youthful. So I would say a little micropeel is the backbone of our skincare program. It's a relatively inexpensive treatment. There's no downtime with it. And then depending upon where the patient is and where we want to get them, there's a whole host of other medical-grade skincare treatments that we could do. Actually, on myself the other day, I just had a treatment called Infini. Infini is an interesting treatment. It's microneedling, and then we zap it at various levels with radio, the frequency waves. You do go through several treatments, but what I like about it is that there's virtually no downtime. I had the treatment yesterday at 5 o'clock. I went out to dinner with some friends. They really weren't aware that I had anything done. It was a little red, but no big deal. Today, you can't even tell. The reason why I was doing it, I was getting that the chicken skin under my neck. Uh-huh. I really kind of hated it. Since I can't really operate on myself and I'm a little bit of a control freak, I've been doing these treatments and it definitely is improving. So I'm going to keep doing them until my neck is where I want it to be. Hope springs eternal.
Interesting. So Joy, in closing here, I'm going to give you a couple of minutes just to give a shout out in your own words to other 80-year young women who are listening, who are a little hesitant about getting procedures done. From your own experience with all the different treatments that you've received, and you opening the show with, like, why did you do it? And you're like, I feel a lot younger. Just in closing, what would you tell your other 70- and 80-year-old friends out there about coming to see Dr. Block and having trust in him to do the work on their bodies?
Well, I don't think you could put yourself in finer hands than with Dr. Block. I trust his judgment, and I think he has the concern of the patient first and foremost, and works for works to achieve an aesthetic appearance. I would say that you should get your first facelift early 60s. Now, I've had two from Dr. Block. And if you just wait too long, you won't get the desired effect because there's so much skin there to take care of. But if you do it early on and then prepare that maybe you might have to have another one, depending on how you age, then that's the procedure I would recommend. And there's just no pain, really, unless you get that brow lift. And that pain is minimal. So I just can't see why anybody wouldn't do it if they can afford it, because it just makes you feel so much better. And, yes, maybe there's a little bit of vanity, but I never felt that I had anything to be vain about. So it was not really vanity with me. I just wanted to look better and not look like my mother and my aunts when they got old and sit cross-legged with my hands over my stomach nodding. Yes, I think so, too. I wanted to still live.
And do cartwheels. Instead,
I never could do cartwheels, you know. Like that joke, could you play the piano afterwards? No, but I couldn't play it before. So it's just, it makes your life almost endless, really.
Fantastic.
Because you don't have an old age to go through. It just makes you feel so much younger.
Well, I appreciate you sharing your story and keep feeling young and doing all those useful things. And I appreciate you calling into the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It was fun.
Take care, Joy. Thank you.
Thanks, Joy.
All right, Dr. Block, a minute to go. End it with a thought of the day, my friend.
Okay. I think the people should realize that, you know, depending upon what bothers them, there's often multiple options that they could choose in order to correct it. And I think it really kind of behooves them that if something bothers them, they should probably get more than one consultation. I think each plastic surgeon probably has a little bit of a different approach. And at the end of the day, the patient should feel comfortable and confident with whoever they choose, that they're not only going to do the operation, but that they're going to be there post-op to deal with the patient. Because you're not only dealing with the patient on a medical basis, you're dealing with the patient on an emotional basis. And so you really want to feel comfortable and confident that if there is some issues or concerns, that that doctor will be there for you. And, you know, not everybody clicks. But at the end of the day, if you're going to entrust yourself to be operated on, you should feel totally comfortable with the doctor and the environment in which it's being done.
And you should entrust yourself to Dr. Stephen Block from Body by Block. He's located at 1160 Park Avenue West, Highland Park, and also 1986 Tower Drive in Glenview. Dr. Block's phone number, if you want to reach him to schedule a consultation, is 847-432-0840. You could visit Dr. Block's website, bodybyblock.com. And you could also send Dr. Block an email at bodybyblock@wgnradio.com. Thanks, doctor, and we'll do it all again next week, buddy, okay?
Thanks, David.